When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone and welcome. I am Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning into the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get a weekly dose of K-pop, sometimes anime, sometimes Genshin, mostly just K-pop, especially for this episode. And as always, you can check us out and follow us on
Instagram and TikTok.
And
also Twitter, because now we're more active on there.
Yes, just
at
look
Permission
up
Permission to Stand podcast.
Exactly, because we've been tweeting a lot and updating and, you know, keeping track of stuff going on when we were in Dallas, if you'd recall, since we actually did show up and we were there with the ultimate.
Why wouldn't we show
the
up?
The ultimate. Boy, that's a good point. Oh, the ultimate Born Pink experience.
Oh, yes.
VIP.
It was an ultimate experience.
It was the
indeed.
Ultimate experience. Like, I think we kind of underestimated what it was going to be. It didn't seem like too crazy, like with just like the description of the items that it was supposed to come with. So yeah, we had
low expectations, I guess.
Yeah, we had very low expectations.
Which is nice.
It really helped because I believe that, like, we just basically got back today.
Yeah.
And we're going to upload this episode and you're going to listen to it tomorrow. So my voice is still recovering.
From screaming.
Screaming my lungs out to Jenny. And there's just a lot of things that went on with this concert. So basically, yes, this was their first concert and first U.S. tour date.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a while since they've been here. I mean, it's been a pandemic.
Been like,
and then before that,
four years?
An actual world tour. Yeah, I think almost 4 years because they were at Coachella. We were in Japan.
In
2019. And then, yeah, so it's been a long time. Even Rosie. Like, she was, like, talking about it, right? Like, she even brought it up. Like, it's been a while.
Yeah.
Like, this is the first time they're performing outside of Korea for a very long time. So, like, we had the ultimate Born Pink experience. If you didn't know about it, there's like, three different tiers.
For the VIP.
For VIP. Mm-hmm. And this was, like, the highest tier. Apparently, there's only 100 for each show.
Yeah, there is only 100.
And yeah, it was pretty hefty because this doesn't even include taxes and fees, but it was, I believe, $1,200.
Yeah.
So it came up to like $1,400, if not more, per person.
Mm.
Grabbed Haley's ticket and my ticket. That doesn't even include, because we're from LA.
Right.
So
we flew to Dallas.
So the flights, rental car, and the hotel. As you can tell, I am going to have to declare bankruptcy very soon.
I declare
So I'm just going to go over really quick what each experience package, quote unquote, comes with, right? Mm-hmm. So our, let's start at the lowest tier. So there's three tiers. The lowest one, which is interesting too, before I get started with the different tiers, it's available at all the different venues or every city they're going to. However, it's all GA.
Standing
right. GA on the floor, except for LA. LA was different because it was actually it was similar to like the Twice Encore because it's the same venue, stadium. And then but it's seated floor.
Thank God.
It was kind of arranged interestingly. I can't really describe it properly, but like the ultimate one was like the first few rows of seats.
Yeah, the ones close that are, like, to the stage. To the main stage.
Yeah, close to the main stage, and then like because we got extended stage seats.
Yeah,
which is our favorite kind of thing.
That's our preference, honestly.
For Barricade, obviously. Yeah. Always Barricade, no matter what. And we got the same exact seats we had for Twice Encore, which is when we got baptized by Nayeon.
Right.
So, which is going to be a goal for me.
And those seats were really, really good. They're probably like one of my favorite ones from the concerts we've been to because you get the main stage, the catwalk, and the extended stage.
You get everything. Yeah. And that one was considered deluxe. Mm-hmm. So the lowest one... this is now back to just like the different tiers. There's three of them. It was the Blink Plus experience. So it's like, you know, just standing GA and sound check. It says commemorative gift item. I don't know exactly what they got.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. Maybe the lanyard?
Maybe. I didn't see anyone wearing it when we.
Oh, that's true. Maybe
that's why I was. I don't know exactly what they got.
Pop socket. Just
a luggage tag, which is kind of cool too because they have that. So that's that one. The second one, the middle one, was the Blink Deluxe. Experience. So you also get standing floor GA. I think they get let in first before the other tier.
Yeah.
Access to sound check, obviously, commemorative gift item, and early merch shopping indoors inside the venue. Mm-hmm. Because there's also the outdoor like Blackpink tour merch shop bus looking thing.
Yeah, they had like a bus outside.
Oh my god, the freaking line wrapped around the whole block, like half the block of the building. It was kind of crazy. And then, because you could just line up. It's like a general, like, sale. So if you're just, like, there, you didn't need to actually have tickets to the concert. Yeah. You could just line up.
We waited because we're like, we're not lining up in that because we get our own time to shop without crowds.
Yes, especially with the Ultimate package. I'm still really sad because they freaking sold the trading photo cards today.
Yeah.
The day two. They didn't have it yesterday.
They didn't come in on time, like the shipment.
On day one. Why does this shit always happen? I hate it.
We'll get it in LA.
If they don't run out by then. Like,
they better just have shipments for every city, though, usually.
I hope so. Last but not least was ours. The Ultimate Born Pink Experience. First access to stadium floor. So GA-wise, you'd probably be able to get, the best seat.
Right.
That you want.
You have to choose.
Best standing spot that you want. You get an exclusive queue for check-in, which we did. We got in through... I'm pretty sure each venue has their own different set of, like, instructions and rules or, like, where to meet. So just find out and ask them for that. Because ours is... it was, like, the Jack Daniels number 7 club.
Yeah, it was nice, though, because it was, cool. Like, sectioned off from everyone else. Like
it really felt like an actual
entrance.
It actually felt like, like VIP, we actually got a VIP treatment in terms of that. Access to a VIP lounge with complimentary food and beverage. Let me tell you, they called it like a party, right? Like they kept saying, the party will be starting at 2:30 p.m.
Till
4:30. The party was literally like, it looked like a party. We had a DJ.
Yeah.
Like a live DJ.
It was all like decorated with black pink decorations.
It was really cute. Like all the tables, black and pink.
Photo op area with a Polaroid. Like person taking Polaroids for you.
There's necklaces. Everything is obviously black pink. There's like candy. There's cotton candy. There's rock candy. There's lollipops. Also, the food. Let me tell you. That was not expected. I was expecting that. Some like random
sandwiches.
I was expecting chips and sandwiches.
And then a Coke or something.
You know what we got? Soda. We got bulgogi sticks, bulgogi beef.
It was like an Ace buffet.
Yeah, it was like a buffet. We got pork belly skewers. We got different kimbap, which is like, Korean sushi. Yeah. We had a lot of different chicken wings, gyoza.
Pot stickers.
Yes. And I mean, basically same shit.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
For the most part, it looks like it. Yeah. I know. And a couple other like dessert items, which are pretty good too, like the like Korean pancake. Like the fried cookie, and also the I forgot that what's
hot
that hot dog, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, that was so good.
Yeah,
it was insane.
Yeah,
how good the food
was. The pork belly was so good.
I should have went back in line again, it was really good.
Didn't want to overeat because we had to
exactly.
I have, especially with me and my small bladder.
You do not want nature to call when you're in a GA spot that you want, because once you leave, unless you become really good friends with the people around you, but like they'll save you the spot, but still, it's so tough to get in and out.
I think the people like that we were surrounded with probably would have saved.
No, 100%. Like, it's good to talk to them and kind of like converse a little bit and get to know each other, and then, but then like just coming in and out is a big hassle unless you really need to.
Yeah.
So yeah, it comes with that. It came with our merch was a tote bag. It came with a luggage tag.
Yeah.
A cool like bandana handkerchief.
Yeah, that was pink.
A numbered signed poster, which was insane because that was unexpected.
Yeah.
Some people will say it was actually signed. Some people will say it's not really signed. It was printed. It looked printed to us.
It looked printed.
Some people are arguing, saying that it's actually signed. But whatever you want to think, whatever you want to believe.
I feel like it's printed.
Someone said it didn't match. They thought it was like, you know, individual. But then Haley said she looked at our posters and they kind of matched.
They're the same.
So, but it's just numbered like, you know, 1 through 3,000 basically.
Yeah.
We got double digits since we were like the first 100 people, right? Free parking space. They better give us damn parking for that price. Priority access before the show. You get the gifts we got. Oh, the VIP laminate with lanyard is only for us.
Oh, okay.
So that's one thing
to
know.
That one is really nice too. Even like the lanyard itself.
Crowd free merchandise shopping. Obviously, we come in first, and then also last but not least was the photo opportunity on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Or that's actually not last. The last thing was the send off event after the show, quote unquote. That's exactly what it says. More on that in a bit, because obviously, like
what we expected at all.
Like a send off event after the show, you know. Like,
so, like, what do you think that is? Like, when you hear that, what pops into your mind?
You know what popped into my head? Oh, like, okay, we're just gonna be like, they're gonna drive away. And we just wave at them at the bus.
Like, bye.
Or whatever, like, you know, limo or whatever the hell they're coming in. Or they're driving in. And, the photo opportunity. Let's go back to that. The photo op on stage.
Yeah.
Haley and I ditched that shit. Because it's not even with Blackpink. It's, like, on their stage. Which is kind of okay, I guess. But you're doing it with eight other people. And it's not even like your own by yourself. Plus, it's during the time where like even the regular GA are coming in.
Right.
So they sectioned off the ultimate people, like the ultimate VIP people.
Yeah, and like a small corner, like in front of the main stage.
To the left side of the front of the main stage. So like we are like past the extended stage.
Yeah.
Haley and I want the extended stage.
Yeah, the front.
For obvious reasons. After going Stray Kids in Seattle.
Yeah.
And getting that experience in the videos we got, we kind of know that it's pretty wild. Plus, we're gonna be on the sides. We like the sides of the barricade of the extended stage barricade too.
Yeah, yeah.
But we really are gonna be doing that for LA.
So we wanted to have the front.
You know, we want different angles. Yeah. So we ditched everyone because we asked, or not? Did you ask the guy? You did.
Yeah, I did.
We're like, are we allowed to leave this section? Because there's like people from GA slowly coming in from like, I guess probably the deluxe people.
Yeah.
And then, like, they're all starting to go to the front of the extended stage, which is where we wanted. And he's like, yeah, you guys go wherever you want. It's just you.
You won't get the... I mean, like...
Well, technically, we're going to lose our spot.
For the photo op, they're like, oh, but then if they call you, you'd have to, like... You'd lose your spot if you wanted to do that photo op on stage. So that's why we were like, okay,
bye-bye.
We're good.
I didn't need it, to be honest.
Honestly, I don't need that unless it was with Blackpink, which I also asked the guy just to specify. I was like, it's not with the members, right? And he's like, no, it's not. You just go on stage and we take a picture of you guys. And I was like, okay, thank you, bye.
Laters. So we just ditched like the ultimate people on the side. And we were fortunate enough because like it was still filtering in slowly.
Yeah.
But we got a spot in the front. Please go to our TikTok, our Instagram. Mostly TikTok has like, I feel like the quality of the videos are a lot better.
Yeah, because TikTok keeps the quality on like Instagram.
Instagram like destroys, it compresses it and like does something to the quality of the videos.
It makes it really fuzzy.
It's like, oh, I recorded in 4K, but now it looks like
480p.
So, and then same with Twitter too. Like, it's not like the best sometimes either. But we have been posting it. Please check out the videos. Like, one of the videos is insane, and it's related to the send-off event. That send-off event where we thought, like, they're just probably going to either walk to their car, we say bye as they jump into their vehicle.
Yeah.
Or we thought we're just going to wave bye to them as they're driving away.
Yeah.
Was not it. They took us. They had all of us wait. They took us downstairs into, like, the same VIP area.
Yeah.
And then the crazy part was... It was, like, sectioned out. Like, there was, like,
They had, like, barricades. Yeah. I mean, like, little gates.
Like, a little fence thing.
Fence, yeah.
So, we're like, what the hell is this? Then it's, like, it clicked.
Yeah.
We were literally gonna have, like, a small meet and greet. Like, a high touch.
Yeah.
But it's...
But it's
a reverse high touch. Instead of, like, us moving and saying hi to them while they're still...
Yeah.
They're gonna... They're gonna go around. We're standing still. They're gonna go around and say hi to us.
Yeah.
And they did. We literally, we literally met Jenny, Rosie, Jisoo, and Lisa.
Yeah.
We like met them, talked to them, breathed like the same breath.
Yeah, and they really took their time to like say hi to each person that was like surrounding that area. Like all the
people in VIP. It was so unexpected. Like I'm still like, I'm trying to process that this actually happened.
Yeah, especially because we had such low expectations of the send-off. We were like, oh yeah, like I guess we're going to the send-off event.
Yeah.
Not what we expected.
And we actually got to meet them, talk to them. Like, there's people conversing, talking.
Yeah.
Check out the video on TikTok because this one has been blowing up. It's insane, actually. Mm-hmm. It's probably, like, our most viewed video now, like, in less than 24 hours.
Yeah.
Like, it's, like, over the 300K. It's basically, we talked to Jenny and Rosie. They were, like, paired together.
Yeah, they were together.
So, like, and then Haley was, you know, saying hi to Rosie. And then, what'd you tell her? Like, that
you'll be in LA. I said, please look for me in LA. And then she's like, oh. She's like, okay, L.A. And then she's like, oh, I'll remember your hair.
It's very easy to spot Haley. A lot of people, I feel like, have been spotting Haley, like, listeners and, like, it's crazy because...
Random people.
The half pink and half blonde hair, you don't see it too often.
Spot, yeah. So she'll definitely... Because, like, if we're barricade in L.A., she has to remember 100%. Me. And I'm going to remember... Remember me, Rosé.
Yes.
I'm from Australia.
Yes. You need... Yeah. I know. Oh, my God.
And then I know.
I talked to Jenny.
Yes.
I feel like, you know, like, after this experience with Jenny, like, it's just, she's my ultimate bias right now.
Poor Sana.
I'm so sorry, Sana. It's like, there's, she's, like, still right there, like, behind Jenny. Aww, like, right Sana. There.
It's only just because it's new
but
for
it's
because,
like,
fresh.
I was able to talk to Jenny, and I made her laugh. I made her smile. I saw the gummy smile, because, like, she has that gummy smile. Like,
she has,
she has.
You have a gummy smile, too.
See, so we even have that. But it's because we were matching already, because I told Haley, I was like, I'm going to tell her that I have a mole under my, like in between my eyebrow and my eyeball. Like, so it's like right there.
Yeah.
It's like, if you like look at Jenny's picture, she has like a mole like right under her eyebrow.
Yeah.
I have like the same, very similar mole.
Mm-hmm.
And I always thought about that, like, even
that's
when...
That's always what...
It's something in the back of my mind, like, ever since, like, I think I became, like, you know, a blink and then a bite, like
oh
a bite.
Oh my God, I have the same mole as her.
I was like, this is my only chance that I can tell her. And first off, we were wearing Chanel stuff, like, on our heads.
Yeah.
So, like, when...
He was wearing a bow.
A pink Chanel bow. That already got her attention. When they got to us, like... She saw it.
She was already looking at it.
But I cut her off before she even... She was going to say something. It looked like in the video.
She was pointing at her head like, oh! And then you cut her off.
Then I was like, we have the same mole. Like, I literally, like, pointed at my mole. And then she was, like, looking at it. And she's like, oh, my God. And she was, like, pointing at hers.
Yeah.
And then she said, we're matching. And then I said, it was like, oh, it's like a mirror. And then she started laughing.
Almost like a mirror.
Mirror? Like, her accent.
Yeah.
I mean, she lived in
New Zealand
for a little bit, too. I mean, technically that and plus...
And then Rosé.
If you have an English helping teacher kind of thing.
Yeah, I feel like...
like Rosie.
Like,
so.
It's even the same with Stray Kids. Why Han has, like, an accent. But it turns out, like, an Aussie plus an Aussie... becomes a British accent for some reason. With Han, he sounds like Harry Potter.
Yeah, he has an interesting accent. So it's like a twang. But it's so
Aussie
it's like
twang.
Super cute that we were able to talk to her, and then, you know, like, she was laughing about it, and then I even said, like, oh, you guys are good today, and she's like, thank you. Like, it's... She gets so much hate. I hate how much hate she gets, but it's... I understand at the
it's
same time, because it's like stupid hate for like dumb reasons, like people just nitpicking at her.
Yeah.
Like, cause she looks like she's like doesn't care, or she's not like you know over it, and
yeah, which she probably maybe is,
but doesn't mean that she doesn't care. Yeah. Like she like has
she obviously cares about her fans,
and honestly, she like has a great time. Like I feel like when I watched her the whole time, she like was having the time of her life. Like she's like happy and smiling and
honestly,
laughing the whole time.
I don't know. Like I feel like it's just because it's Jenny that people freaking hate on her. If it was freaking BTS, if it was like Jin or Jimin or someone that made a mistake with the choreo, they think it would be like so endearing and so cute, like oh my god,
so cute or funny,
yeah.
Like oh look
but
at
then
it.
When it's Jenny, oh my god, like she's so lazy, like she didn't even learn the choreo, like blah blah, blah. So it's just I don't know why
justice
it's like
for Jenny
that, but then yeah, like,
that's just
honestly,
how it is.
It's just like,
and it's sad, but at the same time, like it's cool because the fandom, like the especially like Jenny biases, like myself, like we understand it, we get it, and she knows it herself too,
yeah,
that she gets a lot of heat for a lot of stupid stuff. But then she's able to kind of, you know, just like tough it out and move along with it, which
yeah,
is cool because she really, she's just having a good time. Like, honestly, if you watch a lot of her videos, she's just like laughing, like enjoying herself, like she, like the whole time.
It's just stupid because like, if you think about it, like they're only human. How many songs do they have to learn? How many like dances do they have to learn? Like, of course you're going to make a mistake sometimes.
No, but these people that are nitpicking at her are perfect, Haley. Don't you understand? They make no mistakes.
Fucking
they're,
let them go and try and dance
perfect.
For like 3 hours.
That's why they could judge someone so easily.
It's so dumb. It's like they haven't made a mistake on their job. Come on now.
And then Lisa came by, swung by so fast.
Yeah.
I was kind of sad we didn't get to talk to her.
I know.
I think she spent a lot of time with other people, especially there
the
was a lot of Thai fans, yeah. And then they're speaking to her. So obviously, like I understand. Like we were actually talking with someone ended up being a mutual friend.
Yeah.
Who like is Thai? Who was there and
right.
like talked to her? And it's funny because after she started talking and conversing with Lisa and Thai, she told us that a lot of people were like, oh my god, tell us words in Thai.
So we can speak to Lisa.
It's like, at this point, it's kind of too late now. So I'm not going to waste, waste my time teaching you Thai. Like, I'm going to talk to her in Thai as much as I can, like, honestly.
Yeah.
So I get it. And then she walked by, she said hi. She's really cute, too.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the time, like, all this was done, like, yes, those three were gone
already.
Left.
They're,
like, outside the door or, like, at the door.
Yeah.
Then we're like, where's Jisoo? Then you look all the way at the opposite end.
Oh, she's so cute.
Then little cute, like, a little snail cute Jisoo just taking her time with, like, all
she's
the blinks.
She's so sweet.
I feel like finally seeing them in person and, like, how they talk, like, you know, like, personality-wise and how they are. Jisoo, it's funny because she's the oldest, obviously.
Yeah.
But I feel like she's like the youngest,
yeah,
and she's
the
like really cute.
Treat her like their little precious baby.
She's
they're like
baby
always
Jisoo.
Like Jisoo, like are you having fun? Like they always like you know because
checking
know,
up on her.
Yeah, because you know her English is not the greatest,
especially compared to like
compared to
the other three. Oh my god!
But
they're, like,
then
fluent
she's
speakers.
So cute because they say that like she's shy still, probably because you know she's still.
They
shy
did say that
English.
During the show. They're like
yeah.
they're like she's really
she's
shy.
Really shy. She'll loosen up tomorrow, kind of thing.
Yeah, hopefully by LA she gets the LA water and she's gonna go like full like Dubu and everything.
She's so
Dahyun.
Cute.
But for like so she got to us and she was just so nice. Like She's, like, very attentive, even on stage, too.
Mm-hmm.
So she got to us. I told her she did a good job. Gave her a thumbs up.
Yeah.
She gave me, like, the prayer hands and thumbs up back.
Yeah.
And then she said she'll see us tomorrow on day two, Dallas. And I told her I wish.
You should just be like, I'll see you in LA.
And literally all this that we just said, is you can see the videos on our TikTok. And I put it also on Instagram and I put it on Twitter. I have also a new respect for like all these people who have to keep posting all these social media stuff.
Yeah, all those
like,
influencers.
My eyes are like,
fuck.
I need to put eye drops in my eyes because like, holy shit, like it's drying out like the desert.
It's so, like it's honestly a full-time job doing those video
it's my,
edits.
It's my
uploads.
New part-time job in addition to this, like full-time nurse, part-time social media K-pop follower thing.
I mean, yeah, it's enjoyable to an extent, but sometimes you get lazy.
You do get lazy. I mean, and we don't... It's like we only post it when we feel like it
and,
you know, we're enjoying ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to force ourselves to go out of the way.
Right.
So I've been doing really good, though. I feel like I've been pacing myself and doing really well, like more organized and everything. So I've been cranking out stuff and posting a lot. I do have a lot more. I'm ready to post for Blackpink because I've been waiting for this I've been waiting for a long time to finally see them and show what we saw.
Yeah,
like our experience.
Especially with what we got for our
every experience is different. You know, every sound check is different.
The sound check.
Sound check. We've been to many sound checks.
Yeah.
We've talked about all the different sound checks. This is the only sound check ever.
Yeah, that we've been to that allowed us to film.
You can film.
It was obviously allowed because no one got in trouble. They didn't say,
didn't even stop. Because, I think, all the JYP ones and, ESPA too. Yeah. SM, I guess, then.
They tell you, no phones out. Yeah.
You get caught, you're out.
Yeah.
This one, they didn't say shit. So, everyone's just, wondering. And then, all of a sudden, they're already there. So, we're all right, time to film. So, thank you, YG.
Yeah.
YG, as much as we hate... like to hate on how long they've made us
wait
and dry out with comebacks and everything. They do a very good job of organizing in terms of giving the fans paying for, what they want. So thank you, YG, for that, because this was the best VIP experience.
Yeah,
hands down. What we got,
honestly,
even sound check.
Oh my god! I wish they would do this for more K-pop groups.
Haley will drop thousands of dollars for Stray Kids.
Not thousands of dollars, but what we paid for Blackpink, I would pay the same amount in a heartbeat.
That's what I'm saying. If they do this more often, I think JYP, SM, you guys got even Hype.
Please take some notes.
Please
learn from this, because it really, and the also a good thing about this is that none of those tickets could be resold.
It was will call for these specific ultimate tickets.
Yeah, which is so nice, because then no one can upsell them.
So when we got there, another thing is they had our names.
Yeah,
on our names on a list. Also, when you go up to claim your ticket, our name on an envelope with our address and all this information. Mm-hmm. So
super strict.
Literally super, super strict. Yeah. So you know what? If there's scalpers that bought that, in your fucking face.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to resell that. No. You're going to fucking have to go.
Yeah.
I don't know what else you're going to do.
I really wish they would do that for other groups.
That's how they should do it.
Yeah, they really should.
Because
stop resale.
The true fans will definitely pay the money.
Yeah.
Especially if you get the experience that we did. The food was cool already, and the whole event before.
Yeah, and everything was so organized.
But damn, I'm telling you, we did not expect to end up talking and having a meet and greet kind of thing, a mini meet and greet. That still blows my mind. I don't think it's even set in properly yet, because we're sleep deprived.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
We're very tired.
And I work tomorrow, which is when the podcast comes out. So I'm going to do all this editing tonight on Wednesday. But it was wild to get the send off being a reverse high touch mini meet and greet.
Yeah, it was awesome. I just keep picturing it in my head. If we were able to do this with Twice, Stray Kids, BTS, it would be crazy.
Because like I said, people will pay. They'll pay the price.
Yeah, people are paying resale ticket for resale for these ridiculous prices.
So it's
just give it to the fans at
a high
price.
It's already too late. Yeah. But BTS, if you price these tickets, these exact tickets that are non-transferable, will call pickup for $2,000,
people will buy that shit.
$3,000, easy.
Yeah,
it will sell, and it'll go straight
to the fans,
and straight to the company because. Once you sell the regular general $500, right? $500 tickets, and then resells it for $5,000.
Yeah.
The company only gets $500,
right,
or whatever they get from that, right?
Yeah.
So you get the $3,000, and then this whole experience, you get all these positive reviews and positive fandom and fan base reviews and all this good stuff, promotions.
Yeah, well.
Well,
JYP, please learn from this.
Please. You're here in LA.
I know.
Bang PD also should hear this out, all of them.
For future groups.
Especially next year, hopefully with Le Sserafim and all that.
Yeah.
Our friends currently, speaking about JYP, JYP did some thing in Venice,
and they went performance. To see him, which a
couple
was
of our friends
awesome
went.
Awesome too, honestly.
Monday? Yeah, dance with JYP. And
special
surprise guest. Wasn't too much of a surprise if you really thought about it.
Yeah.
But Yeah, ITZY ended up showing up
right, because they were dance with ITZY and JYP.
Literally, right now of this recording, our friends are watching ITZY. Mm-hmm. They are here at the YouTube Theater in LA, which mm-hmm. is like part of SoFi Stadium. Yeah, that's where aespa like had the
smaller
had,
venue.
I wish they had a bigger one. I think ITZY could have probably done it one day, not like a double day thing.
Yeah, maybe
a single day, like Kia Forum or something. Yeah. I think they could have done it.
Yeah, Forum for
to sure. have the extended stage and everything. Yeah. So because the stage is small, it's like it has a decent amount of the mid-C fandom.
Yeah.
So that's happening right now, and JYP was there and ITZY was there dancing with JYP at Venice Beach. Mm-hmm. There's been so many videos. I'm sure if you listen to this podcast, yeah. you've seen the videos.
The people that I've seen like dancing with them, they're yeah, really
I mean, shit.
And they practiced, obviously.
100%.
They're like, this is my moment. I get to dance with JYP and ITZY.
JYP and ITZY are like, this is perfect.
Yeah.
They're totally free. We don't have to pay for these backup dancers. <I know. laughs> So it works both ways.
Yeah. I wonder how many people actually showed up. It looked like a lot.
It was a
like
ton.
Over 1,000, probably.
It was amazing. And, of course, JYP wearing his very flamboyant outfits.
Like man, that, I want like these pants.
$10,000 looking pants, yeah. $5,000 like freaking a collared shirt yeah. kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and of course his wacky hair and everything. But it was
always the sunglasses.
Always the sunglasses too. So that was really cool to see, and I'm glad our friends were able to go in there. Now at ITZY, hanging out there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Blackpink and the whole concert. I don't want to ruin it for everyone, but like the solo stages were amazing.
Yeah.
Oh I God. Was blown away by Jisoo. You will see if you end up going, but like
she's so cute.
She's like cute, like in terms of like her, personality and when yeah. they're like interacting and talking, mm-hmm. like sound check and everything, and in between. But like when she's performing, damn! Like when she was coming up, like I was yeah. like I thought I was staring at a goddess.
But like, even when she like, was performing oh my God. Her solo stage, I could still
you could
like,
see this quirky personality.
That's what I love though. She's so cute.
She's 100%. I think she's like for sure my wrecker still. Like I really enjoyed the fact seeing her. Jenny was Jenny for me.
Yeah.
You have the opposite end of like my like bias mm-hmm. and wrecker
line.
So we
line. Complete the whole Blackpink group.
So how was it with seeing Lisa up close and
she carries like the whole group like dance-wise?
Holy shit.
She's
not gonna lie. Yeah. Like she puts in like her energy and yeah. like you could tell.
She's
Rosie does a good job too, trying mm-hmm. Like making sure like everything is there.
Yeah,
and then Jisoo too. Like obviously everyone's gonna nitpick at Jenny. Jenny is like when she's really like doing the choreo and stuff. She's yeah. like does it really? She
yeah,
goes hard.
When she feels like
and she
it,
does
I
it
guess.
Really well. Like and but the thing is, back to Lisa. Like finally seeing money in person.
She's got so much swag.
Was so fucking hype. Like I was like. I was like,
oh,
damn.
Oh, when she was pole dancing?
Like, yeah, that, well, I guess spoiler right there. But even after that, like, just hearing the song and when she came up to us in the extended yeah. stage and dancing, oh, my God. I'm going to tell you, the extended stage is amazing. Even if you're on the sides, you get so much interactions
yeah.
when they're there.
They really go to each corner of that extended stage and wave and
like, all the different
down.
Sides, talk
yeah.
to everyone, like, really give you attention. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. But, yeah, money was awesome. And then freaking Rosie...
Oh, number one song on our Spotify for 2021, On the Ground by Rosé.
I didn't play that song that much, so it's definitely Hailey.
Yeah,
that,
but
I did not know.
That, oh my God, so good.
It was cool to finally yeah. see it in person, too.
And I like her new song, too.
Yes, yeah. And also, I mean, you had a lot of experiences with her.
I know. Rosé really wrecked me hard. I'm like wavering from Lisa.
It
to
happens.
Be honest,
it happens to the
dang,
best of us.
But then, honestly, like sound check, and then multiple times during like the actual concert, and then again like at the send off event. There's just too much interaction.
She gave you a lot of attention.
She did.
Like looked
she was,
at
like,
you,
waving.
Waving
at me during the concert, like pointing at my camera and stuff.
Oh, there's a funny fucking story I want to talk about. We ended up finding out we missed them in the. They went to the aquarium. I think it was Rosie and
Lisa,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So Rose and Lisa went to the aquarium
Dallas
the day
World
before.
Aquarium, yeah.
The day before mm-hmm. we did, we went there the next day, and then a worker. We didn't even ask. We didn't
no.
even know that they were there.
No.
The only reason why we knew is because a worker brought it up, and the worker brought it up because this dude
he
he's not really a blink
no,
or anything,
he's not.
But Hailey. you know, has Hyunjin all over her, like, bag and her, you know, photo cards on her phone case. Yeah. He probably saw the blonde Hyunjin photo card.
Yeah.
And was like, oh my God, you know, they were here yesterday.
I was so confused.
And then when he said that, I was like, wait, what?
No,
and then
Haley was very... I was like, in my head, I was like trying to process. I was like, Stray Kids was here? I was like, wait, that can't be right. Like, what's he talking about?
And then he continued his story. And he finally said, like, oh, the Blackpink, right? Yeah. And I was like, yes. So literally, we now confirmed also, because I was like, who did you see? Like, can you describe who you saw? One had bangs and the other had blonde hair. Yeah, that's like a dead giveaway. Who else can you...
Freaking Rosé.
So Rosé, like... He confused Rosé for Hyunjin.
Yeah, because
Hyunjin... That's fucking funny.
Because I looked at my photo card, I was like, oh, I guess I can see it. Like, at a glance, like, yeah.
And if you didn't know better, because, like, I mean, freaking Hyunjin...
He looks femme.
You know how, like, a lot of K-pop, like, male artists, like, the more feminine ones, like, you know, hot girls.
Yeah, I can definitely see that.
Hyunjin, plus, like, he had his long blonde hair on your photo card, so it's like,
But I was legit confused for a few seconds, so I was like,
Haley was shook for a second. She's like, wait, Stray Kids is here in Dallas? Nope.
I was like, that can't be possible.
It's just Rosé. Yeah. Hyunjin was confused for Rosé. That's my story.
Yeah.
That's fucking funny, though.
But yeah, it was pretty cool, though, because, like, we saw a picture of Rosé with that same bird that we were, like, hanging out with.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Shoebill bird.
So that was pretty interesting. Yeah, we were, like, playing with this bird outside, and then it was the same one that we saw the picture. Someone, like, I guess, took a... Mm-hmm. Snuck a photo.
Yeah.
But overall, it was just really cool. Like, it was nice to go to Dallas. We were able to eat... Haley had Whataburger for the first time.
I did.
She likes it.
I do.
I do like it, too, to be honest. Yeah. Whataburger, and then we had a lot of beef brisket and beef
barbecue.
Like every day. Damn, there's some really good bar. What did you think, right? I always tell her, like, there's barbecue places here in LA.
They're good. Here in LA, there's
Some of them are pretty decent, actually. But still, like, some of the stuff that we had.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's, like, legit
barbecue. Shout out. Like, I want to go Pecan Lodge next time, but we had, like, Terry Black's and, was the
slow bone
was so good.
I think
good.
That was my favorite brisket.
The nice, like, fatty. Oh, so good. And now this is a food podcast. With that said, we can probably move on from Blackpink as much as I don't want to.
Well, we'll be talking about them again next month when we see them in LA.
Again.
Twice.
Yeah. So, definitely going to another Blackpink episode to come. We talk about ITZY. Oh, you know what's really sad? There's this group called Omega X. I do not know anything really about them.
Yeah.
All I know is they got effed by their CEO. They got stranded here.
Sad.
I think it was in LA.
It was in LA.
So they were stranded and they had to use their own money to get back home to Korea.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I don't know the whole story about it, but then your cousin was sending it to me, but I was like, that's really sad. But I guess the CEO was abusing, like, verbally and physically abusing the idols.
Like screaming at them and yelling at them.
I don't know why.
We don't know any of the backstory.
But then I was like, that sucks.
And apparently CEO is from here.
Really?
Yeah. So it's like, what?
It's a girl?
Oh, shit. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Female CEO.
I mean, your company is not going to go anywhere now. Like, after this kind of shit.
Like, yeah, they canceled their flight to go back home to Korea. So they had to, like...
The company canceled
Omega X's flight.
Their flight back home.
So they were here, left here in
LA. Did they perform here or something?
They did.
And
they had, like, fan meets, too. I saw TikTok videos of them doing fan meets. Their fan meets are, like, kind of fucking amazing.
Oh, I'm sure. Like, for the smaller groups, I feel like
sometimes... Yeah, because, like, legit, they treat you like you're the significant other. Like, they...
Oh, damn, never mind. That's something... That's crazy.
They were putting their arms around their fans, and, like, the person was, like, recording with their phone. But then, like, so they can just take screenshots from it earlier. So, like, but then he'd be like, oh, like, let's do a heart. And then she'd put up her hand to do a heart. And he's like, no, not like that. And then he'd, like, put his whole arm around her and then do, like, the full heart, like, full body heart with her.
Damn.
I was like, damn. I was like, what the fuck?
Their fandom got fed well. So, obviously, I'm sure they're pretty damn pissed about, like, the treatment of their group. So. I don't even really know. It was just insane to read that when I was like, dude, they canceled their flight home, so they have to use their own money out of their own pockets to get back home. That is fucked up.
I don't even know what company they're from, but then I feel like the smaller groups, sometimes they have to deal with that sometimes.
Yeah, you never know.
And I just always go back to BAP.
Damn, that CEO is a bitch. I'm just going to say right there. Come on now.
What the hell's wrong? Like inhumane to do something like that to like your own idol.
Plus, they're like, you know, if you're thinking business wise, they're the ones making you money and like, you know, doing.
I hope something like happens where they like are able to leave that company.
Well, no matter. I mean, what can you?
I don't know.
There has to be.
They have a contract.
I know they have a contract, but if they're getting abused,
like arrested or something.
Yeah.
Or
so charged. Well, that's why she's from here too. So it might be a little different. Mm-hmm. Probably like I don't know how the hell that works, but yeah, that was wild. When I read that, I was like, what the hell?
People posted videos, too.
Yeah, that's the sad part.
Screaming at them.
Oh, I didn't see that. I saw them at their airports. They, like, look sad and, like, tired. I was like, oh, man, that sucks. Like, those poor guys. Oh, I didn't know about the other thing.
Yeah.
Shit. Damn.
Yeah.
It was bad. It was pretty bad?
Yeah.
So you saw it, though?
Yeah. I just whatever Camille was sending me, and I watched bits of it, and I was like, damn, that sucks.
Damn. Yeah, that's pretty wild. Shout out to Omega X.
Poor thing.
Hope you guys are all right. You guys don't deserve that kind of shit.
No one does.
I mean, we don't have really much else to talk about because it's just a ton of Blackpink, to be honest.
Yeah.
I'm still recovering mentally. I still don't, can't believe this happened. Feels like a dream.
Yeah.
But we do have your boys to talk about.
Yeah.
Do you have anything
to talk about? A little bit. So I guess Stray Kids, they just finished their Maxident promotions for Case 143. They won every single music show that they were on.
Sweeped.
Yeah, they sweeped everything. So they're done with that for now. I'm not sure what they're planning to do next because I haven't been upkeeping with them like this week because we've been busy with Blackpink. But they did drop their new music video for Give Me Your TMI. And that's the one that is like Kingsman.
Oh, the one. Yeah, I remember the concept stuff.
Felix
yeah.
had like the umbrella gun and stuff. It was really cool, obviously. Other than that, they've just been dropping like all these other behind the scenes videos, which I still need to watch. But
I think that's pretty much it for Stray Kids, right?
For now, yeah.
And then I guess we could... Oh, BTS-wise, there's been some interesting stuff going on. A couple of things. First off, Jungkook is in Qatar.
Well, he just left today.
Oh, now he's locked. Yeah. But what is it for exactly? Was it like a music video?
Yeah, he went there for something and then...
Is it like for his solo, you think? I don't know. Probably.
Maybe.
They're probably planning it and getting
it done.
But
yeah, he filmed a music video there in Qatar. And then we've mentioned her before on like some of our other podcasts. I have a friend that lives in Qatar.
Right.
And she loves BTS. They're like her ultimate group.
So you know she had to go. She had to find him.
Because she said Qatar is fairly small.
Okay.
So like she went and she was able to see him like at the filming site.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, at least she was able to see him.
So she's like super happy.
Do you know if she like waved or was able to like say hi or anything?
Yeah, like, I mean, he was just waving to obviously, all the army that was
perfect.
There.
Oh, yeah, perfect. That's nice.
Yeah, and then she got like, you know, videos looking in her direction. She's like, I'm just going to say he was looking at me. I was like, yeah.
Yeah, that's usually how it's done. Yeah, that's how it's done.
I mean, you don't know. He probably was looking at you.
So yeah, because Jungkook's good too. I feel like BTS is really good in terms of like,
fans,
with their fans at least too.
So like... people are calling, they have a nickname for him now, Aladdin Prince.
Oh, God, for reals?
Yeah.
So Prince Jungkook.
Yeah, so that's been going around on Twitter and Instagram. But I'm excited to see what he filmed there. People are saying that it is a music video, but he flew back to Korea today. And someone else flew out the same day that he left for Qatar.
Guess
Jin.
Who? Mr. Jufro Jin. He has like a Jufro going on right now. It's kind of cool, but it's like funny too, obviously.
Actually, all of them have really long hair because they're probably savoring it.
Yeah, enjoy it. They're like, we're going to have to cut it.
That off. Yeah.
Jin has a legit Jufro. Like, it's funny. He could pull off any style, to be honest. But it's just funnier looking at on him. But,
especially when the wind is blowing in.
Especially when you've seen him with like good hair, slick back, forehead Jin, and all the different Jins with hat, zaddy Jin.
Yeah, so he's in Argentina right now, and he watched the Coldplay concert.
Yes, because if you didn't know, like I think he's been in communication with Coldplay. Coldplay yeah. wanted him because they worked together with his solo song, Astronaut.
Yeah,
is that out yet, or do you have it?
No, that comes out on the 28th of October.
Oh, 28th. Mm-hmm. Okay, so yeah, so they had him fly out.
He's gonna perform Astronaut for the first time in Argentina with Coldplay as a guest.
He was watching the concert. I saw those videos. Yeah. He's like having a great time. Yeah. He just looks like. This is funny because Jufro's just bouncing around. So, so they're just living their best lives while they can right now.
But then I guess like right after he's done with this concert and goes back to Korea, he's going to be enlisted.
Yeah, he's going to enlist. There was like an article about that. He's like going to, you know, like enlist finally right do away. It. Because they gave him that thing to push, push it again. Mm-hmm. So he's going to cancel that. He's going to cancel that, and he's just going to go straight into
it. May as well just get it over and done with, honestly, Jin, so you can come back.
Please have more members go with him. Why don't you guys just like throw in like
they will, because
4 and 3 or something?
They have to, because they're going to be technically coming back as 7 in 2025. So they have to push more members to go.
Well, I'm sure they're going to keep staggering, like, one. But they should just do, like, 2, 3, 2, like, I don't know. I don't know why
so they can be together. Because
it's a good, I was going to say, like, it helps, like, I think mentally think, you know, and emotionally, like, oh, you have someone to go through it with, you know. Because they'll obviously make new friends, obviously, and meet new people.
Yeah,
but
just like those SF9 boys.
Yeah, they get to dance Hype Boy with some other military friends. If you haven't seen that, there's, like, military, like, a video of like one of the guys from SF9, you know, we watched him in Kingdom.
Yeah.
But I forgot the other group.
Shit.
There's another group that he was dancing with. They're in like their military gear and garb. And it's funny because they're dancing to Hype Boy.
And that's
my favorite song right now, right? And like, I feel honestly.
Like that's what BTS is going to do when they're
Can you imagine? I would love to see Jin in his military outfit. He won't have his Jufro no more, but I imagine it in my imagination with
his
Jufro.
It's going to be kind of weird seeing them with shaved heads, because I don't think I've seen any of them with shaved heads. We'll
find out. I just want to see him dance Hype Boy. Please, Jin.
Well, Hyunjin danced Hype Boy.
Yeah, he did. See?
Yep.
We got a lot of Hype Boys everywhere in the K-pop world. And Hype Girls, because I mean, like we've talked about it before. This is twice.
Yeah.
They're fans of NewJeans and obviously Stray Kids. You know, a lot of groups.
Yeah.
Obviously now no SF9.
It's such a good song, that's why.
So catchy. So please, Hype, don't F this up. Like,
no,
please.
Comeback.
Like, don't, like, please do well.
Right.
Like, stick to, like, what you guys have been doing, obviously. Because it's doing really well. Their sound and their concept is what is, like, letting them take off.
Yeah, because it's, like, different.
So yeah, looking forward to hopefully we'll be seeing them next year. I have a feeling there'll be a chance with that and Le Sserafim. So.
If not, it'll probably be at KCON, to be honest.
That's why it's next year, no matter what. Like, not even if it's not their own tour or showcase, hopefully KCON or something.
Yeah.
So that's gonna be happening. Damn, that's K-pop.
That's it.
I do have a little Genshin thing to talk about.
Ooh, Nahida, no?
Yeah, Nahida's coming up soon. But then what's interesting was the trailer video also showed for like the 3.2 patch whenever it comes out. I guess it's called what? Akasha Pulses, the Kalpa Flame Rises. It's Scaramouche, like a Scaramouche boss.
Oh, Scaramouche.
Can you do the fandango? Very, very fright. Okay. So that's going to be there. And he has like a giant mech.
Oh,
so it's kind of like interesting too. I don't know.
Is it kind of like Raiden's thing?
A little bit, but then because he's Electro too. So it's kind of that, but I'm sure it has its own different thing.
I bet Felix is excited for this.
Oh, yes, of course. Our fellow Genshin boy. Our fellow Genshin player. So that's going to be happening. Finally, Nahida, the Dendro Archon, will be coming out as well.
Finally, I get to pull again.
So, it's been a while. You have, like, what, almost, like, 35K?
Who was the last one I pulled over? Kazuha.
Yeah, you pulled Kazuha and Ayaka and 20 pulls. Like, 10 and 10.
Yeah.
That was insane.
Thank God.
Yeah, thank God for you.
I have, like, 30K
still. So, you'll definitely end up getting Nahida somehow. So, Nahida is going to be coming in with Yoimiya for the dual banner. Following that, it's going to be Yaimiko. Is going to be coming back. You want to get her?
Yeah, I might pull for her again.
She's still one of my favorite supports.
Because Al is still a while, so I can probably
save. You
can
save for
again.
Sure. And then she's going to be paired up with, guess who? None other than...
Oh, Child!
Tartaglia's back for his 1,000th rerun.
What is this, number 5?
Probably more. And then Layla's going to finally be there.
I still don't have him. I never pulled on his banner.
Layla's going to be coming out, too. She's going to be the new four-star cryo sword user. Oh, like cryo. Ayaka, cryo sword, you know? So, yeah, there's, and then I'm sure there's a bunch of other events and other things going on.
Always.
Another photo event, apparently, too.
Photo event?
Yeah. You know, like, when you have to take pictures of random shit or something?
Oh, right.
Remember that Tanuki? But I'm just giving that as an example. Yeah. But, yeah, there's going to be a photo event. So, we'll find out soon enough. We gifted more and more Primo gems to save up. They're pretty good with that.
Yeah.
And then Haley and I just need to catch up on, like, 2 weeks of anime. I'm excited for that.
Chainsaw Man.
Blue Lock. Spy Family. Gundam.
Yeah.
Witch from Mercury.
My Hero.
My Hero Academia. It's doing... What a great season for anime. Right. So, if you're watching anime, you're definitely enjoying it like us. I haven't started Bleach yet because I need to go back and reread and figure out what the hell I left off on because I can't really remember. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there's that. But, yeah, we are Blackpinked out, and I cannot wait to see them again next month. And we have that other – we have, like, a different one, and we bought resale for the second day with a couple of our other friends. Mm-hmm. So, hopefully – because they haven't – it's like – that's another thing. I'm going to take this moment to complain about some of the venues and Ticketmaster.
Yeah.
So, like, literally for ITZY, because I think we talked about it, we got our friends the tickets, right? So, it's not like you're not even reselling it. We're literally just helping them out.
We want to transfer it to their account.
Guess what? Transfers were finally open literally this morning, the day of the concert.
It was yesterday, last night.
Or last... Still,
it's so close.
If you're sleeping because you need to sleep or some shit, like, it's literally the day of the concert still.
It's so annoying.
Time last night? Like, super late, right?
I think it was, like, 8 here in LA.
Yeah, so 10. Yeah. Like, see, that's still ridiculous.
That's so dumb. Like, I don't understand why they were holding on to that. Why couldn't I just transfer it right away? It makes no fucking sense.
It's always different for each artist and each venue. It's so ridiculous.
So we bought tickets for them for the New York and LA show. The New York one is much later. That's in November. I was able to transfer that right away.
Like a week or something after you bought the tickets.
But the LA one for the YouTube theater, the venue was holding it.
Held it till this today. Or late last night.
It's hard for, like, people that are trying to resell their tickets, too, because, like...
And it's... if you're really trying to prevent resellers, just say, like, non-transferable.
Right.
To start.
Yeah.
Like, why put up this bullshit?
I don't know why they were doing that.
Because it sucks for the regular people who, you know, like, just couldn't get rid of it if something happened.
How am I supposed to give this to our friends?
Oh, like, what, Haley's supposed to show up and go in their person? Or, like, you know, it's lucky enough, like, we're really good friends with these people, so... Like, we would have given James the account, like, the info to, like, log in, right?
Right.
So, I mean, that's... But then what if not?
No,
I saw on Twitter people saying, like, shit, I want to get rid of it because I don't want it to go to waste. Like,
so it doesn't give them time to, like, freaking sell it because it's the day of.
Like, people were selling it, you know, face value last night.
Yeah,
because that... Honestly, people were just trying to get rid of it. There's some people obviously reselling it a little bit more, but, like, not a lot.
No, people are just trying to... Because, you know, things come up sometimes and, like, you can't make it anymore.
Like, and it really does happen. Yeah. You know, like, life happens. Yeah. And then so, like, what... You're stuck with tickets that you paid for. You can't even, like... First off, no one else can enjoy it.
No.
It's going to be empty.
You can't even
get your money back by trying to resell it.
I don't know what was up with that, but I was really frustrated for, like, the longest time. I was stressing about it. And we're
lucky enough that, you know, it's just because it's the people we knew.
Yeah.
The tickets, it's not like we were trying to get rid of it because something happened, like you said.
No.
So, yeah, I don't even know. Like, I think, I heard Blackpink finally opened up for LA.
Yep.
So I need to double check on the resale for that.
Yeah, so that one can be transferred now.
But I don't know. Like, we'll see, because I think there's a specific date, too, like, for Vivid Seats and in the seller.
Yeah. So,
hopefully they'll email me, and I'll get those tickets soon. But, yeah, that's just really dumb, like, how this whole process works, how it's based off the artist / the venue specifically to, release the tickets or, like, let it be available to transfer.
Yeah.
Why?
It's like you have the sell button. But what's the point in having the sell button if you can't even transfer it to the person that bought it?
Why? It makes no sense.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. Rant's so, yeah. There's my other Ticketmaster vent rant, which is actually not even geared exactly towards Ticketmaster. Even though Ticketmaster is a piece of shit sometimes, too.
But bless them sometimes because we get good tickets.
Your account is blessed and lucky. So that's that. But besides that, Like, yeah. Just the whole process and everything is ridiculous. Hopefully we won't have more problems like that in the future, but we probably will be. So on that low note, oh, let's just end it high. I made Jenny laugh and smile, and we had her gummy smile. It was amazing. And seeing her up close, our videos are so good. Like, I get, like, goosebumps sometimes watching some of the videos, like, with Rose, mm-hmm. like, Rose, like, singing at us for, like, sound check.
Yeah.
Like, a lot, oh my gosh. Please just watch the videos. Like, check us out, like we said, on
TikTok, Instagram, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. Twitter at Permission to Stand Podcast.
Yes. So check us out there. New episodes every Thursday. Thank you. Please love, like, follow, subscribe. Give us a rating on Instagram. You can send us messages and DMs, or especially because I turn off all that notifications on Twitter. So you definitely won't get a hold of me there. I just literally post on Twitter whatever I posted on TikTok or Instagram.
Yeah.
But Instagram for sure is the way to get a hold of us. People have asked, you know, small questions, and in the comments, I try to get back to you. You know, like with people, some Blinks had questions too about like the whole VIP thing.
Yeah.
So I did try to get back to some of them. But for the most part, yeah, just send us DMs and on our Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast, because that's definitely the best way to get a hold of us. If you have any questions or anything, and do not delete it, because we will eventually get to you. Do not give up hope. So thank you for joining us as always. Till the next episode, take care, stay safe, and
peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.